Legislative update this morning, a quick update from Wyoming State Senator Fred Baldwin joining us live on the phone from Cheyenne today. Good morning, Senator. How's things in Cheyenne?
Good morning, Duke. Hey, the sun is shining down here and the wind's not blowing, so it must be a good day.
Wow. Man, well, good thing it is because you can't get out, so you may as well take the sunshine.
Well, I got some pictures from Cameron this morning, and you guys got a lot more snow up there than we did here. So.
Yeah.
I'll stay here. I don't have to shovel.
Just when you think you've had enough, you're getting more this year. Well, Senator, appreciate the time on the phone this morning with an update from the session. Seems like things are starting to wind down a little bit as far as committee work and trying to get in those last few bills here in the last week and a couple of days left.
Yeah, yesterday we finished up. Both of my committees finished the last bills, committee bills, that we'll be doing for this session. So it has that feeling of winding down. There's still some hot topics out there that are still to come on the floor, but in general, the whole session is starting to wind down. The governor signs lots of bills, probably 40 bills now. So, yeah, we're winding down, and it does feel good. We need to wind down.
What are some of the you mentioned still a couple hot topics. What are some of the big bills still being discussed?
You know, there's a capital construction bill that still needs to be heard on the House side that we're waiting for, so we get some concurrence on that. I heard a bill in my committee yesterday. It's House Bill 4. It's postpartum Medicaid coverage. It's the aim is to extend Medicaid coverage for moms after delivery for a year. Rather than right now, they have 60 days. We're trying to extend that to a year. It's pretty controversial. It's not going to go over easy. It'll be a close vote. It already passed the House. It's in the Senate. And it's in appropriations this morning and will probably be on the floor this afternoon.
What about updates on any property tax legislation, Senator?
You know, very little of the property taxes is the bills are passing right now. There's still a couple alive, but a lot have failed. I think we're going to come out with one or two possibilities. One that's still alive that was on the Senate floor yesterday, House Bill 99. It's actually a program that's already in place. We just put new funding into it. And then as a property tax refund, we expanded that out a little bit, which isn't going to solve the problem, but it will help. It's a temporary fix. But a lot of the bills that were going to be a more solid fix haven't made it. They're a joint resolution, and I can't tell you the number off the top of my head, but it's still live. So there are some good things going to come out, and there'll be some studies come out that we can work on it more, but not as much as I'd hoped for. Because I know Senator Dockstetter and I were talking yesterday, property taxes are going up significantly again this year. They're not slowing down. We'd hope they'd slow down, but it doesn't appear that they are.
That's Wyoming State Senator Fred Baldwin out of Kemmer and Senate District 14 with the legislative update from Cheyenne. Senator, thank you for your time. Anything we missed this morning?
No, I say you guys just get all that snow shoveled. It doesn't look like I'll be home for a couple of weeks, but
yeah,
get it gone before I get home because my tractor's tired.
Yeah, I bet it is. Hey, thank you, Senator. Appreciate your time.